You're listening to A Stranger Podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. My name is Megan Teeling. Over there is Ari Spool.
Yo dogs.
This is the special block party edition of Setlist. As you probably know, the block party is happening later today, this afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock and going all day tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. There are tons of great bands.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun that you're going to shit your pants and then everyone's going to ask you to leave.
I really am not interested in going now.
Well, that's, I mean, people will just, like,
you just
continue.
Ruined Christmas.
There's like a cycle, you know. People come in, they have mm-hmm. so much fun, they shit their pants,
and
they
then
leave.
They leave, and then you they know, go home and get cleaned up. That's disgusting. Yeah. it starts, like I said today, it starts at 4, I think. Doors open at 3.
Yeah.
And so we should just get into some of the bands that are playing. Oh, we should say www.thestranger.com/blockparty. It has all the info you need, the schedule, all of that.
And these bands we're going to play are bands that are playing the block party, but also they have pages on our Stranger bands page, which is thestranger.com/bands.
See how we like to do backslash something?
Yeah, it makes it easy to remember for all you fucking stupid morons.
You're really mean, Ari Spool.
Don't you just come and shit your pants at the block party? That's so gross.
Do you want to introduce the first band, or do you want to keep talking about shit?
I don't know.
First band we're going to play at Speaker Speaker. They're playing today, I believe, at 6:30 at the Vera Stage. This is a new song off of their We Won't March EP that was released earlier this year. It's called Loveland, Colorado.
It sure is.
Thank you.
yo, the first time I met her, I swore I'd never forget her. See, I mean her whole demeanor when I seen her, it just mesmerized me. And her thighs be, they had me thinking like I wanna get inside these. You know how guys be thinking like the Osleys, eyes be on the work to do between the sheets. She seen me creep slowly, I said she should get to know me, and she told me, oh really, to show me. What could you do for me that these other dudes can't? Baby, I'ma break it down, I'm everything these dudes ain't. So do you think we could exchange numbers so I can hit you up next week? And we could just speak about whatever's going on in your life. I might be able to write whatever's going wrong in your life. You need John in your life. All she did was smile as she dropped the 7. I was up to heaven. I have got to let him know she was as close to an angel as a woman can get. God must have spent a little extra time on her to put a little extra dime on her. I guess I'm blessed that I'm on her, and I want her, and I just might get her. I could spend my life with her, and Cupid just might hit her in the heart with a dart. She had my heart from the start, but I'm talking too soon. I hope I talk to you soon, so holla at me. And I was home alone, and I was on the phone. Hold up, somebody's on the other line. So I answered, and by chance her voice was on the other end. Please believe I wanted to love her then, so I told her to come over, so maybe I could know her a little bit better than I do at the moment. Don't it sound like an idea? She said, yes, let me get dressed, I'll be right there. The next 10 minutes or so was the slowest that it's ever been in my life. Yo, she might be spending the night if I play my cards right. Alright, there's a knock at the door. Come on, John, keep your cock in your drawers. So I stopped and I paused before I invited her in. Her look stared me, shook, won't even try to pretend. And then she put her arms around me and said that God found me and how she missed me. Oh, now she kissed me. Wow, her lips be better than Angelina Jolie's. And she told me, ain't this something that you need to show me? Yo, we got it on till the break of dawn. Lucky I ain't break the bone. I wake and yawn, man, it's time to take her home. So we rolled out of bed, took a warm shower as I dried off her. Still couldn't keep my eyes off her. I've got to say, I ain't gonna be the same again. By the way, girl, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Grinch, the song's called So Free. He, too, is playing the block party.
Today.
He's at the VR stage.
Mm-hmm.
I forget when.
I think right after Speaker Speaker.
Oh, okay.
I kind of went down the list.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, if Speaker Speaker is on at 6:30, then Grinch is probably on sometime around 7:15, 7:30-ish.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
I don't know. You guys would be the... Yeah, you'll be having a lot of fun, and you can just relax on the asphalt.
Relax on the asphalt?
Yeah, just, like, chill out, you know, watch some music. Like, do a little hippie dance, kind of, like, maybe get into
the
groove a little bit.
You're promoting shitting yourself and dancing like a hippie. You're going to make this the worst
Seattle.
Block party ever.
This is Seattle. People do that shit anyways. Come on. It's Capitol Hill. I see a guy walking around with shit in his pants, like, 2 times a day.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. All the info is on Line Out, the Strangers blog, if you need to know where you go to get tickets. Day of show, which would be today.
And you can pick up, you know, a block party guide.
This is true.
When you're there, they'll be, you know, it looks like The Stranger, but it's like
right.
Special.
There's blurbs on every band. There's mm-hmm. maps on where stages are situated.
Yeah, it's useful.
It is really useful. Plus, there are a lot of really hot people on the cover.
Yeah, those people are fake. It's beauty is unattainable.
We're gonna play Siberian now, because Cranky Pants over there can't say anything nice. This song is called Soft Range. They too are playing the block party today. It's Friday.
It's getting under your skin. Places that you'll never fit in. Look at my facial hair.
Oh, man, shit, damn, it's everywhere. Where'd you get that beard?
I grew it.
How do you keep it so clean?
Shampoo it.
Yeah!
I really wish I could grow a mustache.
Why don't you?
Well, frankly, I don't have the cash. You gotta take care of your facial hair. Otherwise, it gets scruffy and bare. Elements of style for the beard owner. The essential manual for owners of beards.
Trim it, cut it, comb it, style it, clean it, and scent with violet. Love it, but don't get violent. Rub it, but not in public. Eat with it, but don't get messy. The only rule is keep it classy.
La, la.
I was on a fishing boat, and I tried to grow a beard, but it wouldn't float. 3 weeks later, out at sea, I realized this beard wasn't working for me. I tried to shave it off, but I had no cream. Everyone on the boat could hear me scream.
I grew myself some hair and I gave it to the homeless. Bitch, when I got real famous, I was like, I swear I own this. He called up my restaurant, he ordered himself some boneless chicken, but I wasn't gonna bring it, cause I was all full of meanness.
Yo, I want y'all to get a friendly welcome out to MC Wallace. Or she sets up to like a plate, got a microphone, leave it alone. Here she is.
I'm the one who wrote this. If you haven't noticed, I got girl parts, but that's just where the difference starts. Stealing laundry carts, I am growing a beard. My friends are like, whoa, dude, that's hella weird. It's time I got fresh kicks, and I got flashy gear. Girls trying to do me, but I ain't no queer. I ain't in no circus, and I'm no stupid clown. I'm quite a girl, I'd be sitting down. If you asked me to stand up, I'd get sad and frown.
That was Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
Beardless. I
mean, not literally. That was the band called Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
It's about beards.
It's about beards. And, you know, maybe these kids, like, when they turn 21, they're going to totally hang out at the Cuff.
What? Because they're into beards. Beard lust.
Yeah, man. That's where the beards are at.
Okay, the next band we're going to play, Powerful Power.
This
song is called It's Okay.
He's playing Saturday.
He is at about 2:30, I believe, right? 2 or 2:30 on the main stage?
Yeah, I think so.
He's on the main stage. That was part of the prize for the block party, block yeah. star.
He's righteous.
Go get him, Kaz.
Yeah. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be yourself because you are you. Because you are you. You are not less than you. You are not more than you. Because you are you. Because you are you. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be yourself. You're not less than you. You're not more than you. It's not about numbers, it's all about you. it's all about you. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to release your powerful power, 'cause it feels good to be you.
Strawberry field, living in a mixtape and picking all the fruit that it yields. I made a tape so you could see it was real. I dubbed you a copy just so you could see how I feel. You can never ever truly be free.
The song's called I'm a Donkey for Your Love, which we have declared. Okay.
Sorry, I don't know why I just did that.
Yeah. You're going to get a boyfriend now. Making donkey sounds will always get you a boyfriend. Number one rule of womanhood.
Okay, good. I'm glad I did that then.
That is the best song title of the day, though. I'm a Donkey for Your Love.
It's a damn good song, too.
Yeah, I know.
They're playing the Block Party on Saturday. Also playing the Block Party. All of these bands are playing the Block Party. I don't know why I keep saying that.
I don't know.
We already went over that. You guys have been paying attention, right?
You know who else is playing the Block Party?
No.
Gabriel Teodros. But you know what? He's playing it twice.
How's he playing it twice?
Okay, so it's crazy, right? They just announced this week. Mm-hmm. He's playing it by himself. He's gonna, you know, rap and do his own independent thing. And then he's going to be part of Good Medicine.
Oh, which right, is the like, hip-hop showcase.
Yeah, it's like this hip-hop showcase with all the Massline people. So, like, there'll be some people from Blue Scholars, some people from Come Market, and Gabriel's going to be there, and he's part of Abyssinian Creole, too. So
right. That's
awesome. That's the headliner.
They just announced that.
Yeah, it's the headliner Saturday on the Vera stage, so make sure to check that out.
Nice, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
The song is called Chili Sauce.
Look, I don't know where to begin. I just haven't been sleeping. I try to fight the feeling, but I fail and they just deepen. Miss so used to creeping and keep it on the low. No attachments at all for tomorrow, I don't know. There's a show and a road trip, I gotta make this music. I gotta stay human, I wanna know you and become an inspiration. Join hands now for our people's liberation. It's hard and I've been pacing, facing the demons stalking. All that we've been taught, and this mic's in my claws, and some skeletons are talking. I've been caught in the act many times in the past, doing exactly what I fight against right now. I could relapse at any moment, on out for the rest of my life. It's a fight, no doubt. I struggle for love while still learning what it's about. You struggle with me until you just about kick them all out. I fight every day just to tear walls down. So together we fight to break this system down. It's still a love song, y'all. It's just a love song. Another love song. It's still a love song. Another love song, just a love song, yeah, it's still a love song, it's just a love song. I rhyme mostly cause I never learned to sing, and if I did I still wouldn't do no R&B. The whole genre is too depressing to me. It's not rhythm and blues or even soul anymore. Just give me what I need, I'm not whole. Every song on the radio is patriarchal. Video show sex and not really much more. Hip hop is macho, bravado, ego. Battles, guns, drugs, thugs and not really much more. My people, what's going on? Tell me where we went wrong. Is it just to get paid? I'm missing Curtis Mayfield. Celebrate the makings of you and let the words heal. Feels like we running out of time here, but still I gotta spit real, we all gotta come and deal. Yeah, we could get free, y'all, but first we gotta feel. I do this art to reveal scars, to follow my heart, bring my folks all together. And some days I wanna stop, just the ego getting in the way. A greater cause stays closer than my home space. Love pains and it should change us, y'all. This is just a love song, another love song. Y'all, it's still a love song. This is just a love song, another love song. This is just a love song.
Damn it.
Sunday Night Blackout. The song is called The Succubus. They, too, are playing the Capitol Hill Block Party on Saturday.
They rock, too. It's going to be
trend
fun as hell.
With today's podcast.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, Sunday Night Blackout, they're playing the main stage?
No, they're playing at Numos,
clearly,
which is...
Clearly, I haven't read up on the schedule.
Yeah, they're playing at Numos, which is the 21-plus stage.
Right.
So, sorry, all agers. But, I mean, hell, that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun as hell.
Right, but... The Vera stage, obviously, and the main stage are all ages.
Yeah, totally.
So Numos is the only place you can't go if you're under
21. Yeah, and there's still, like, I mean, it's worth the price of a ticket
right.
if you're
underage.
Right,
there's tons of great shit happening.
Yeah, and there's, like, a whole bunch of other crap to look at, too, when you're not watching bands. There's, I mean, it's not crap, it's good stuff. I don't mean to demean it.
There's arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
I love rummage sort of
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, totally.
A bunch of local organizations are going to have booths set up with information.
Yeah, I think in there'll be some politicians rocking the mic in between sets.
Nice, so you can taunt them. We have one more song, and then we're going to let you go so you can go get off work early and go to the block party.
I know, you really have too much work to be doing to like be listening to this podcast.
But we're
today.
Glad you did.
Yeah.
The song is it's called Keeper on the Line. It's by this week's Band of the Week, the Moondoggies.
They're not playing the block party.
They are not, but they are this week's Band of the Week.
Yeah.
Because they are good.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Wickel picked them out himself.
Yes. Blame him.
Blame him. The Moondoggies, the song is called Keeper on the Line. See you at the block party.
Oh, mess it up.